今天我们要跟大家一起来思想何西亚书。
Today we are going to look at the book of Hosea together.
因为我们跟大家，我们教会的读经计划已经来到何西亚书。
Our church's Bible reading plan has reached the book of Hosea.
那么我们在讲旧约的时候呢，我们是用一堂讲一卷书。
And as we are preaching on the Old Testament,We would use one sermon to preach on one book.
当然我们不可能讲整卷书，有很多细节我们是不可能讲的。
Of course, there are lots of details in one book that we could not possibly talk about.
那么怎么能够一堂讲一卷书呢？
So how is it possible that we can preach one book in one sermon?
因为我们相信每一卷书，每一个书卷，每一封书信，每一个这个圣经的一卷书都有它的主题，我们就是要讲它的主题。
That's because we believe that every book of the Bible or every epistle would have one main theme, and we want to talk about the main theme.
So 那个何西亚书的主题是什么呢？
So what is the main theme of the book of Hosea?
就是有关爱情。
It's about love.
什么叫爱情呢？
What is love?
世间很多人都在寻找爱情，什么叫做爱？
This world is full of people searching for love, but what is love?
所以很多时候当我们在讲到爱的时候呢，爱是人与人之间最重要的一个关系。
Love is actually the most important relationship between people.
所以什么叫爱呢？这个就是我们要思想的爱的定义到底是什么。
And so, as we look at what is love, we would want to consider its definition.
所有的小说，所有的散文，所有的文学界里面都在花很多很多的笔墨在形容爱情的尊贵。
And there are lots of novels, prose, and all kinds of poetry which celebrates the value of love.
所以到底什么叫爱？问世间情为何物？
But what exactly is love?
所以在我们思想的很多时候，我们在人生当中，我们看到爱的时候，通常都是西方好莱坞的这些定义。
And very often when we think about love, our definition is shaped by Hollywood.
但是呢，我们到底圣经里面的教导，我们有关爱到底是怎么一回事情？
But we want to come to the Bible and see what the Bible teaches us about love.
世上讲的爱跟圣经里面讲的爱似乎是有不同的。
Is there a difference between the love in the Bible and the love that the world speaks of?
世界上我们讲到爱的时候，我爱你是因为你漂亮，你美丽，你爱你是因为你使我快乐，我爱你是因为你带给我祝福，所以我爱你。
And the world's definition of love would be, I love you because you are beautiful or you're handsome. I love you because you are a blessing to me. I love you because you give me joy.
我爱你是因为你让我的感觉很好。我爱你因为你使我觉得非常幸福。所以如果你的爱是这样假设你的爱不感觉到顺服，不感觉到这个爱的时候呢，你不感觉到快乐的时候呢，你不感觉到满足的时候呢，是否你就应该放弃呢？
And I love you because you make me feel good, and I love you because I am so blessed around you. But think about this, if we do not have all these things, does it mean that we do not love anymore?
我们爱是因为我们的感觉好吗？
We love because we feel good, is that right?
当然不是。
Of course not.
圣经里面给我们看到爱是什么意思呢？圣经里面讲到爱的时候是神如何爱人，我们的爱是什么呢？爱是牺牲自己为了对方的好处。
And the Bible tells us about the love is what we should be doing to sacrifice for the benefit of another.
我们牺牲的目的是为了对方的好处，因为我爱你，所以我愿意放下自己，我们一放下自我去成全你，这个就是爱。
And the biblical love is something that we do in order to sacrifice ourselves for your benefit. And if that is what we do, that's love.
今天我们在圣经里面可以看到罗马书，我们这个已经读过很多遍，就是罗马书第五章第七节说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督为我们还在做。当我们还在做罪人的时候，为我们死， 神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And the book of Romans, we have read through many times in chapter 5, verse 7. For one who will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以在这里我们看到呢，什么叫做爱呢？神的爱怎么彰显呢？是当我们还在顶撞他，还在做罪人的时候，当我们还不可爱的时候，他已经为我们牺牲了自己，要使我们得着好处，使到我们得到永生，这个就叫做爱。
So the Bible tells us what is love. When Christ died for us while we were still God's enemies, while we were still against him, he actually died for us and it is for our benefit. That is true love.
所以年轻的弟兄姐妹，如果你的男朋友、你的女朋友告诉你我很爱你，因为你很漂亮，因为你很美丽，因为你给我感觉好，这些都是世间的爱，但是真正神的爱是他已经定做下决心，他爱你是为了你的 好处，他愿意放下。如果他不愿意放下自己，这个爱不会长久。
So, younger brothers and sisters, if your boyfriend or girlfriend tells you that I love you because you are pretty or you're handsome or I love you because you make me feel good, that is not true love. That is a worldly kind of love. But the true love that God is showing us is you will do something, sacrifice yourself for the benefit of the other person, and you will actually let go of yourself.
那个才是真正的爱，是愿意放下自己来成全你，那个才是真正的爱。
True love will be willing to let go of self in order for the other person to have benefit.
作为牧师，作为一个婚姻辅导员，很多时候你会听到有人来告诉你啊，牧师，我要离婚，为什么呢？因为我不爱他，为什么我感觉不到爱，所以我就要离婚。其实这个呢，你看到圣经的教导是，当他还感觉不到爱的时候，你愿意舍命，愿意放下，愿意做一切去挽回，这个才叫做爱。
And as a pastor or as a biblical counselor, often I would have couples coming to me and they are going to file for divorce, and the reason that they cite is we do not feel that we love each other anymore. But the Bible's definition of love is even when you don't feel loved, you want to let go of yourself and sacrifice yourself for the benefit of the other. That is true love.
所以在这里我们看到圣经神里面讲都说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有耶稣基督啊，当我们还在做罪人，当我们还不配，我们还在顶撞，当我们还不愿意接受神的时候呢，神已经为我们这个耶稣基督为我们死了，这个神的爱就在此显明了。所以当妻子或者丈夫还不听，不愿意顺服，不愿意接受，不愿意还在顶撞的时候，你应该放下自己去挽回他，这个就是何西亚书里面给我们看到神的爱。
So again in Romans it says one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one might even dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So for spouses, when your spouse is still against you, or if your spouse is doing things that antagonize you, you need to let go of yourself and do things for the benefit of your spouse. That is the true definition of love, which is what we see in the book of Hosea.
约翰一书也是这么讲，他说神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神的爱就在我们心里显明了。
1 John 4:9 again we also see the same thing. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him.
所以你看到神怎么爱呢？他是当我们还在顶撞的时候，不但是我们还在犯罪的时候，他已经为我们准备好，已经来为我们做完一切，来拯救我们，为的是什么呢？要因着他得生，是为了我们的好处，这个叫做爱。爱是必须要付出的，所以如果你尝试去爱去付出的时候，你才能会得到甜蜜。
So this verse also tells us that while we were still against God and we were still his enemies, God's love is shown by him sending his son to die for us And that's for our benefit, so that we might live through Him. And you want to recognize that true love involves sacrifice. You are sacrificing for somebody else's sake.
所以我们爱不是因为我们感觉好，爱不是因为我们感觉到对方漂亮、非常美丽、对方可以给我们享受，不是的，爱是为对方，是放下自己而舍去。所以我们在这个哥林多前书很大家很熟悉的一段经文说，爱是恒久的忍耐。 人家如果你不是圣经里的教导，爱怎么会是忍耐？爱是感觉到好，为什么会是忍耐呢？爱是有恩慈，爱不是妒忌，不是自夸，不是狂妄，不是做害羞的事，不是求自己的益处，不是轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不是不喜欢不义，只喜爱真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。爱是永不止息。你看这里的定义呢，完全跟我们所想象的不一样。
And once again, when we truly love somebody, it's not about us feeling good or for our own benefit. Indeed, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it gives us the definition of love here. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And this kind of patient love that bears all things is what the Bible defines love as.
所以我们在想到爱的时候呢，我们要想，世间里面跟我们讲的爱跟世界圣经里面讲的爱是完全不同的。
And when we think about love, we want to realize that the world's definition of love and the Bible's definition of love, they are actually very extreme opposites.
所以我们在还没有看《科西亚书》的时候，我们要给大家有一个比较一个引言，给大家有一个这个预备来看神怎么样爱，这个神怎么样表示他的爱。
And so before we come into the book itself, we want to have an introduction over here to show how God actually loves.
所以刚才我们讲到爱到底是什么，现在我们稍微看一下圣经里面讲到爱的表现，神用什么来表示他爱人呢？
So we have just talked about the definition of love, and the next point we want to talk about is how does the Bible show us God expressing His love?
因为我们看到 神又看不见他，摸不着他，叫我们怎么说神爱我们怎么爱法呢？神用了一些比喻，来告诉我们他是怎么样来爱我们的。
We cannot see God, nor can we touch or feel Him. So how then do we know about God's love? He has shown us by way of analogy how He expresses His love to us.
圣经里面基本上用两个这个 image, 两个这样的形象给我们看见。第一个就是父母亲爱孩子的爱。
The Bible basically gives us two images to show God's love. The first is the parental love.
第二个就是夫妻之间的爱。
And the second is the marital love.
让我先讲一讲这个父母亲对孩子的爱。
Let me first start by talking about love.
我记得很多年前我读过一个报道，讲到在Oklahoma 有一个地方呢，他们那边常常有龙卷风。
And this is about parental love. I remember reading about Oklahoma that they always have hurricanes.
那么这个龙卷风来的时候，整间屋子都不会可能被卷起来，然后呢，整个地方都会移平。
And when the hurricane hits, it could actually uproot the entire house and levels it.
所以在这个时候呢，有一个年轻的夫妇看到这个龙卷风突然间出现的时候，他们来不及躲避的时候，来不及逃跑的时候，他们刚刚好有一个出生的婴儿，结果怎么办呢？结果他们两个人抱在一起，把婴儿放在他们中间，结果呢，他们就 就保护那个婴儿，结果那个屋子倒的时候，全部倒在他身上，却那个婴儿却在他们的中间。
And there's this couple who had just had a newborn child, and they could not flee in time when the hurricane came. So what this couple did was they put the child in between them, and the both of them actually covered the child in between them. And when the house came crashing down, the both of them died, but the child was safe.
当救伤队这个来的拯救队来的时候呢，找不到，整处不移平。后来突然间听到有一个婴孩的哭声。 结果他们找到的时候，发现他的夫妇之间就是形成了一个空穴，让他和孩子在中间没有。结果所有的东西都压在他们身上，孩子却活着。可见这个爱呢是没有办法形容的。
And when the rescue team came, they couldn't find anything except the rubble, but they heard in the midst of the rubble the cries of an infant. And so when they dug out the rubble, they found the couple. They were like forming a cocoon that was shielding the child, but the both of them had already died.
圣经里面给我们看到神的爱呢，他就常常用父亲的爱、母亲的爱的时候呢，你会发现神对人的爱好像父亲的爱这样的来爱他，所以我们能够感受到，虽然我们看不见神、摸不着神，这个在形容原来神爱我们是这样的爱法。
So the Bible uses parental love to describe God's love for His children, God the Heavenly Father loving His children, and we cannot see or touch God, but through parental love we come to experience the love of God that He has for us.
那么，但除了这个父母亲的爱之外呢，圣经里面常常用的就是夫妻之间的爱。
Other than parental love,The Bible often uses marital love as an expression for God's love.
所以在这边我们也看到何西亚书就是在讲夫妻之间的爱。
And in the book of Hosea, we actually see marital love in display.
夫妻之间的爱呢，其实是非常的珍贵，非常的超越。所以很多时候神用这一种夫妻之间的爱来形容神爱人到这个地步。
Marital love is one of the most intimate relationships, and it is often transcending over every other relationship. And the Bible shows God's love to us using marital love.
我们在历史上面也看过很多这样伟大的故事。
And in history, we also read about such great stories.
英国的这个王，其中一个国王，就是因为爱上一个美国的这个离婚的夫一个妇人，结果他把自己的王位不要了，去娶这个美国的这个离婚的夫人。
And a king of England, for example, he fell in love with a divorcee from USA, and he rather abdicate his throne and marry this divorcee.
所以你看到他为了一个女人放弃自己的王位。
So for this woman, the king gave up his throne.
我们也在新加坡也读到一些报纸，讲说有一个丈夫呢，他把他的肾脏一半给了他的太太。你看到这种爱情，很多时候在这边就宣扬这些爱情。
And we read about stories in Singapore where the husband gave one of his kidneys to his wife, and we read of such sacrificial love all the time.
所以我们看到圣经里面讲到这些用这些人与人之间用很强烈的这种爱情来形容神的爱。
And we often read in the Bible descriptions of God's love in such human relationships.
那么当我们讲到神的爱的定义、爱的表现，让我们稍微讲一讲爱的这个动力。
And we've spoken about the definition and the expression of love. So let's look at the power of love.
这个爱呢，这个力量呢，非常的大，大到有个很多时候呢，比如说一个孩子，如果他一直不听话，他如果是一个吸毒的，或者他是一个赌徒，父母亲一直爱他，一直爱他，爱到最后呢，倾家荡产，还是不断的爱他。这种是爱能够胜过一切的。
And the power of love is so great that when we find some children who are so rebellious that they are either consume drugs or they are gambling addicts, so what happened is we read of parents who give up everything in order to help the child.
所以爱很多时候能够因为爱的缘故做出一些很奇怪，或者说很多不正常，或者说很多人没有办法想象到的事情。
So love, the power of love is so great that it actually compels people to do things that's beyond imagination and even unnatural.
很多母亲呢，为了保护她的孩子呢，把自己呢放在这个危险的当中，让她来拯救自己的孩子。
And many mothers would put herself in dangerous way in order to protect the child.
我不知道你为了你的太太或者你的丈夫做过有什么这个不可思议的事情。
I do not know whether you have done something that is unimaginable for your spouse.
我记得我很多年前刚刚认识我的太太的时候，在美国读书的时候，刚刚认识完她之后呢，我们有一段时间在一起恋爱。后来之后呢，她毕业了之后，她先回去香港。
And I remember many years ago when I first got to know my wife, that time we were in college, and we were overseas and we were studying and we were in courtship, and she graduated first and she returned to Hong Kong.
所以我都非常着急，她比我先走，结果我怎么办呢？我非常怀念她。
I was very anxious and I really miss her because she left the country before I did.
所以我做了一件 不可思议的事情,
and I did an unimaginable thing.
今天想起来也是不大可能我会做这件事情。
And now that I look back on hindsight, it seems impossible for me to do something like that.
所以她在Oklahoma坐飞机去洛杉矶。
She was going to board a flight from Oklahoma to Los Angeles.
但是当她刚刚走了，我就非常怀念她。结果我就打电话，从Oklahoma打电话去洛杉矶的机场，告诉那边的人说我在找这个人。所以整个洛杉矶机场都听到她的名，要她听这个电话。
And so I miss her so much after she took the flight. And so from Oklahoma, I made a call to LAX, the airport at Los Angeles, and I told the people I'm looking for this person. So it was broadcast over the PA system, and everybody heard her name being announced that I'm looking for her.
你要知道，这个是30年前，那时候没有手机，那没有这个 fax machine， 也那时候我们用的是很 telex， 很多人都不懂听那个是什么东西。 所以我能够从那边打一个电话到洛杉矶机场，通知那个机场，整个机场要播说，请你要找这个人，这个人很紧急要跟你讲话。他拿起电话说：“哎，为什么你找我？什么事？”哦，I love you.
And you must remember that this was 3 decades ago. There's no mobile phone. There's not even a fax machine, and we were using telex at the time that you might not even have heard of. So I called the airport and so told the person that I'm really looking for this lady, and so her name was broadcast, and so she answered the phone and she asked, so what's going on? And I said, I love you.
你要知道，今天呢，我可以跟你保证，你做不到这件事情。
Let me guarantee you that you will not do this thing today.
因为当时我们很年轻，很着急打电话，他今天很多人，他绝对不会让整个机场听到你的声音，跟他讲这个讲话。
And today people will not do this kind of thing and broadcast the name all over the entire airport.
所以爱情的动力非常大。
So the power of love is great.
但是爱情不一定每一次都是有很好的结果。
But it might not always result in a happy ending.
很多爱情呢，开始的时候很开心很快乐，但是结果呢，会遭到的许多的这个伤害。
Many love stories begin with great fanfare, but only to end up in hurt.
所以我们在周围里面常常听到很多人在这个 婚姻里面出现许多的伤害，许多的受伤，许多的困难，许多的难言之隐。
We have heard so many stories of marriages that end up with hurt and lots of unspeakable things.
所以当一个人离婚的时候，或者当他的丈夫或者他的妻子出现外遇的时候，当他们这个婚姻开始破裂的时候， 当有人这样出现的时候，当一个丈夫或者是他妻子，有了外遇，到外面有别的家庭的时候，我们要劝他离开，劝他离婚呢，还是劝他和好呢？
And when we come across marriages that are breaking apart, when the spouse, maybe the husband or the wife, is having an affair, what do we do? Should we encourage them to divorce or should we encourage them to reconcile?
其实旧约圣经里面给我们看到，摩西说，如果一个人有了外遇，如果他出现这个不忠实，而且出现这些这个犯奸淫的时候呢，你可以跟他离婚。
We find recorded in the Old Testament that Moses allowed for divorce should the spouse be unfaithful or has an adulterous affair.
我们现在在读耶利米书，现在我们也开始读何西亚书。耶利米书跟何西亚书一样，他说当人有这个犯奸淫的时候是可以离开，但是呢，他说你有没有看到圣经？圣经神说，我要他回来，要他就算他犯了罪，就算犯了奸淫，神还要把他这个犯罪的这个妻子呢，找他找回来。这个就是何西亚书所讲的这件事情。
And we have read through Jeremiah, and now we are on Hosea, and this is indeed the biblical teaching: is the divorce is allowed when the spouse is unfaithful or has an adulterous affair. But in the book of Hosea, we find that God is wanting the spouse to return. God is wanting the spouse to come back.
所以这边出现了爱的动力。是超越想象，当一个人犯罪已经离开了，神竟然告诉何西亚去要把他买回来，要去把他赢回来，要把他带回来，要恢复这个关系。
And so the power of love is so great that it can overcome many things. Here we find God commanding Hosea to redeem his wife and to bring her back and to win her back and to have a restoration of the relationship.
结果你看到这个神的爱是超越，我们讲说爱的能力超越了我们的想象，他胜过了我们的罪恶，胜过了许多的缺点，目的就是要把他再找回来，重新的为了他的好处，重新的让他回到神的这个面前，让他恢复得到神的祝福。
And we find that in the book of Hosea, the love of God is so great that it overcomes everything. It is unimaginable that he wants the spouse to come back and to receive his blessing once again.
所以我们叫做这个爱的执着，他这个爱的不放弃的爱，神的爱就是不断的追求他，不断的追求他，永远不放弃他。
And so this is persistent love. It's a love that will not let go, and it will always pursue and never giving up.
所以我不管你遇到什么问题，我不管你看到你的孩子或者你的丈夫或者你的妻子碰到什么问题，圣经给我们看到，我们作为一个父亲，我们作为一个母亲，我们作为一个丈夫，我们作为一个妻子，我们不要放弃，不断的为他们祷告，不断的想尽办法。想尽做尽一切，为了要挽回他，这个就是神的爱。
And so I do not care what is happening in your life, but you want to learn that the love of God is this kind of restoring love, and you must always be pursuing and to want to restore the relationship.
你知道吗？爱情，结婚。大家都说哦，结婚很好，所以很多年轻人，包括我之内，哇，很向往爱情。等你结完婚之后，你就知道，爱情不是一片 rosy， 不是充满了，这里面还有很多很多时候，如果你嫁错人或者娶错这个妻子的时候，碰到何西亚书里面所讲的，你宁可你没有结婚，宁可不要去面对这些问题。你不相信的话，你观看世界各周围的旁边的人离婚呢，它带来的伤害是你没有办法想象的。
And indeed, when we look at all these things, as young people, myself included, we would long to be married, and we are dreaming of this kind of a marital love. But the behind the scenes, you do not know that actually marriage is not always a bed of roses. There are lots of hurt and lots of unspeakable things. And when people undergo divorce, the amount of hurt is indescribable.
所以很多时候呢，大家你要知道，我们每一个人都是罪人。当两个人罪住在一起的时候呢，就出现 multiple， 就很多的罪出来。你要怎么样？你要依靠神，依靠神的恩典，依靠神的这个 grace 来 cover， 来遮盖。不然的话呢，这个婚姻一定是出现许许多多的问题。
When two sinners come together and say I do, they will come together and manifest their sin together. So lots of all this conflict and sins will come out unless the couple are willing to depend on God And by God's grace that covers a multitude of sins, they are able to work on this together. Otherwise, there will be lots of problems.
这样我问你, 婚姻到底好还是不好呢?
So let me ask you, is marriage good or no good?
我还是讲婚姻是好, 因为你不经过婚姻, 你根本就不知道神有多爱我们。
I will still say that marriage is good because unless you go through marriage, you will not know how great God's love is for us.
现在我们来打开何西亚书。
Let's open Hosea now.
让我们来读第一章。
We'll read verse chapter 1.
从第一章里面呢, 我们一读你就知道, 刚才我们所讲的呢, 你看第一章, 你就知道他的这个问题了。
Whatever that we said just now, you will see it all in chapter 1.
让我们从第一节开始读。 何西亚书第一章第一节, 当乌西亚约旦约亚哈斯西西加 做犹大王约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安做以色列王的时候，耶和华话临到贝利的儿子何西亚。Hosea
1:1, the word of the Lord that came to Hosea the son of Beeri in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam the son of Joash, king of Israel.
基本上你读了这里好像讲了很多王，基本上他是在讲两个国家，一个就是犹大，就是南国，以色列就是北国，这是两个国。那么犹大做王的有乌西亚、约旦、亚哈斯西西加做王，但是北方呢，这个就是约罗波安，这两个国王，这两个国家，这些人做王的时候呢。 耶和华的话临到这个先知何西亚。
And there are many kings mentioned here, but basically they are the two kingdoms. The kingdom in the north is the kingdom of Israel, while the kingdom in the south is the kingdom of Judah. And so the kings of Judah would be Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, while the king of Israel in the north would be Jeroboam, the son of Joash.
那么神的话临到何西亚的时候，他说第二节，耶和华初次以这个何西亚说，对他说，你去娶一个淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫妇所生的儿子儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。于是何西亚去娶了狄拉英的女儿歌念，这妇人怀孕，就给他生了一个儿子。耶和华对何西亚说。 给他起名叫耶斯列，因为再骗时，再过骗时，我必讨耶户加在耶斯列杀人流血的罪，必也必使以色列的国家灭绝。到那时候，我必在耶斯列的平原折断以色列的弓。哥聂又生了一个女儿，耶和华对何西亚说，他的名字要叫罗路哈玛。 因为我不再怜悯以色列家，绝不赦免他们。我要怜悯犹大家，使他们靠耶和华他们的神得救，不使他们的弓刀征战马匹和兵马兵得救。第八节，哥聂给罗路哈马断奶的时候呢，又怀孕生了一个儿子。耶和华对他说，给他起名叫做罗阿米，因为
And the word of the Lord came to Hosea, verse 2. The Lord first spoke through Hosea. The Lord said to Hosea, Go, take to yourself a wife of whoredom, and have children of whoredom. For the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, Call his name Jezreel, for in just a while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. And on that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. She conceived again and bore a daughter. And the Lord said to him, Call her name Lo-Ruhamah, which means no mercy, for I will no more have mercy on the house of Israel to forgive them at all, but I will have mercy on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God. I will not save them by bow or by sword or by war or by horses or by horsemen. When she had weaned no mercy, she conceived and bore a son. And the Lord said, call his name Lo Ami, which means not my people, for you are not my people, and I am not your God.
所以神的话临到以赫西亚的时候，这边就很奇怪的一句话。他神告诉他说，你去娶一个淫妇，你去娶一个不道德的女人，你去娶一个犯罪的女人啊，然后娶她为妻，然后生了一个儿子，儿子名字要叫什么呢？要叫耶斯列。生第二个儿子的名字要叫罗路哈马。生第三个孩子的时候呢，要叫做这个叫做罗阿敏，什么意思呢？暂时我先讲三个孩子。耶斯列呢，就是指那个地方耶户不听神的话，杀害许多的人。神只是说要杀害一些，惩罚一些人，结果他杀害了很多人。神说要用这个叫他的名字，因为神要灭掉，神要灭绝，因为他下面就讲说神要使以色列国灭绝，然后分散。以色列就是要分散的意思，就是说神要惩罚这个国家，因为他们不听上神的话。然后就叫他的儿子叫做罗，就是不怜悯的意思啊。第二个女儿叫做不怜悯，第三个又叫做儿子呢叫做罗阿敏，就是不是我的名，意思说灾难要临到，神不怜悯他，也不承认他是神属于神的子民。
And so we find that when the word of the Lord came to Hosea, God commanded him to do something extraordinary and something that is very surprising. He was told to marry a wife of whoredom, an immoral woman, a sinful woman, and so he did. And the first child that was born to him was named Jezreel. God asked him to name him the child Jezreel. This is actually talking about the place where Jehu actually disobeyed God. Instead of punishing just the people that God told him to punish, he actually killed a lot of other people. And so God is going to punish him and put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. And then the second child is called Ruhama, which means no mercy, and the third child is called Lo Ami, which means not my people. It shows that God is going to bring judgment to his people, and when he does so, he will show them no mercy, and neither will he consider them their people anymore.
所以在这边呢，我们讲到神的话临到这个何西亚第二节说，你去娶一个淫妇，这个就是一个解经上面就出现一个很大的问题了。基督徒不应该娶一个这个不信仰不同的人，那么何况还要娶一个犯罪的人，还要娶一个淫妇，怎么神会给他一个这样的这个命令呢？
We come back to verse 2. God commanded Hosea to go take to yourself a wife of whoredom. This is very strange because Christians are not supposed to marry someone of a different faith. But here, God is not just asking Hosea to do that, but it is a sinful and immoral woman, and this is a challenge for our interpretation.
所以在这边就很多解释，有一些解释，第一，这个不是真实的，这个只是这个只是一个 image， 一个比喻。另外一个解释是说，这个是真的，他去娶一个，不过他是一个不道德的女人。但是也有人解释说，这个呢娶呢，他娶的这个妇人呢不是不道德的，是他娶她的时候是她是一个很好的女孩子，但是在她的人生当中呢，后来她犯罪跌倒了，成为了这个淫妇，所以才出现这个问题。
There are many different people who offer different interpretations. Some suggest that this is just an analogy, it's just a fictitious or hypothetical story. There are others who believe that this is actually something that happened and he actually married an immoral woman. But that yet there is another explanation that says that Gomer was at first a pure and a good woman, but later on, circumstances in life actually caused her to become immoral.
因为神很难叫一个人，叫一个基督徒，或者叫一个属神的人，去娶一个 这个妓女，这个淫妇就是指当时候的有这个妙计，她是基本上很可能她是其后来去敬拜巴利成为妙计的其中一个，因为后来她还要用钱去买她回来，所以这个可能性是说，她有没有可能神叫她去，明明知道她是一个敬拜巴利或者是一个妓女，去娶一个妓女呢？何况她是先知，是以色列中宗教的领袖，去做一件这样的事情呢，这是根本很难想象。
It is very difficult to understand or accept this, because how can God actually ask his prophet or a Christian, in this case is his prophet, to go and marry a prostitute? Of course, Gomer is actually an immoral woman, and in those days there's what we call temple prostitutes, which they were operating in the temples that worship the false god Baal. And how can God command his people? And in this sense, it is a religious leader of Israel, a prophet, to go and do something that is so bad.
所以我看过了很多不同的这个解经家的解法。
So I have read a lot of commentators and their interpretations.
但是我 come to 一个 conclusion, 我的结论是这样，他应该是神不会叫一个，他不会叫自己的人去犯罪，因为这个是违背律法的去犯罪，他不会叫。所以哥聂呢，这个他去娶一个妻子，这个妻子应该是一个道德的女人，但是后来他犯了罪，成为了淫妇。所以他，因为而且在这段何西亚书里面，你会看到何西亚的确爱这个妻子，所以不是说他你去找一个不道德的女人就去爱一个犯罪的女人，不是，他是爱一个真实的去爱，结果呢，后来他犯罪了。然后当事情这当他重新写的时候，他说他讲我就好像刚才我们讲一句话，我说。我认识我太太的时候，那时候不是我的太太嘛，不过我讲我认识我太太的时候，其实现在叫太太，当时候不可以叫太太。所以他说你去娶一个淫妇，这个是好像在讲说他起初不是淫妇，后来他变成淫妇，所以这边有时间的一个差别。
And so after reading through all these different interpretations, I have come to this conclusion that God cannot have asked Hosea to commit a sinful deed at the beginning by marrying an immoral woman, because God cannot go against his own law and his own word. Therefore, it is very likely that Gomer, when Hosea married her, she was actually a pure and honorable woman who later fell into sin. And this is because we find Hosea loving her, and it is actually true love being described here. And so when he wrote this book, he is writing on hindsight. And so at the beginning, he starts by describing her as an immoral woman, and that's on hindsight. It's just like when I say just now that when I knew my wife in college, but she wasn't my wife then. Why do I say that I knew my wife in college? It is actually, there's some kind of a time difference here.
有最大的原因，我不认为她是一个就是这个何西亚娶她的时候，她是一个淫妇。最大的原因是这个解经家这么说，我觉得他讲的很有道理。他是说呢，何西亚跟神跟以色列人的关系，就是何西亚跟这个妻子的关系，是一个对比。这个对比是什么呢？当神呼召以色列人出埃及的时候，他们是清洁的，他们是道德的。这个你会等一下，我请大家看耶利米书第二章第二节的时候，神呼召他们出来，他们是好的，但是他们呼召出来之后呢，结果他们又犯罪了。所以这个是，如果你这两个是平行的话呢，这个哥聂应该是道德的妇女，但是当他在生活当中跌入了犯了罪，所以成为了一个淫妇。
And the greatest reason over here for believing that Gomer was once a honorable woman is because the book of Hosea is actually a parallel. The relationship between Hosea and Gomer is a parallel between God and Israel. When we look at Jeremiah later, we will learn that when God first called Israel out of Egypt, Israel was good and honorable. But when they came into the promised land, then they started committing sin. This is just like Hosea's marriage to Gomer, she was once an honorable woman, but later ended up becoming an immoral woman and fell into sin.
你打开耶利米书第二章第二节。
Turn to Jeremiah 2:2.
或许我们从第一节开始念。
We'll start from verse 1.
耶利米书第二章第一节，耶和华的话临到我说，你去向耶路撒冷的耳中喊叫说，耶和华如此说，你们啊，你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎么样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。那时以色列耶和华，那时以色列归耶和华为圣，作为土产的出熟的果子，凡吞吃他的必算为有罪，灾祸必临到他们。这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah 2:1, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem, says the Lord, I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest, all who ate of it incurred guilt, disaster came upon them, declares the Lord.
所以这边一开始说，当神呼召以色列出来的时候，他们是一心跟随的，他们没有恶意，但是后来他们又在犯罪，所以他在讲哥尼应该是一心跟随，后来才犯罪的。
So in Jeremiah we read of how Israel was once devoted to God and they were not intended on sinning, but later on they sinned. So this parallel between God and Israel is the same parallel between Hosea and Gomer. When he first married her, she was an honorable woman, but later on she fell into sin.
所以我们在讲何西亚书的时候，这个是一个很重要、很困难的一个问题，就是说，为什么神会叫这个何西亚他的先知去娶一个淫妇？所以这边这个是解经的问题。
And this is the interpretive challenge when we read the book of Hosea. Why would God ask Hosea, his prophet, to go marry an immoral woman?
但是无论如何，我们相信他。应该是神叫他去娶这个女孩子，这个女孩子本来是好好的，后来呢她犯罪了，所以不奇怪。那么但是问题是在这里，她犯罪了之后，她成为淫妇之后呢，根据旧约的律法，你可以这个离婚，可以休了她，但是神却要她去娶她回来。
And so our conclusion is, when Hosea first married Gomer, she was an honorable woman who later fell into sin. And then the strange thing is, in the Old Testament, there is an allowance for divorce when the spouse is unfaithful. But yet, God commands Hosea later to redeem his immoral wife.
其实我很想再讲下去，不过我还是回去讲那个这个解经的问题。因为你看第二节，你看啊，第二节他说，你去娶一个淫妇为妻，也收他淫乱所生的儿子。这句话讲的时候，他的儿子有没有犯淫乱？应该是还没有，甚至我可以说那个儿子还没有生出来。所以这边有一个在文法上面是这个对称的，就是淫妇跟淫妇的儿女。他讲他的儿女也淫妇，也犯奸淫，这两个呢？这个是在时间上面不大可能的，因为如果这个何西亚娶她的时候，她应该还没有生孩子。她如果生了孩子之后呢，因为接下来她为孩子三个孩子取名，可见这个孩子三个还没有娶。不过这句话是已经告诉我们，从解经从文法上面，我们还有大可以花很多时间去讲它。不过我们在教会里面就不讲这么多这些细的解经原则。
And we come back to verse 2 again, and we want to consider this interpretive challenge. When God tells Hosea to take for himself a wife of whoredom and have children of whoredom, that doesn't mean that the children have already been born. This would be children that are yet to be born, and yet they are given names by Hosea that shows that they are sinning. But no, these children have not sinned yet before they were born, and so all these interpretive challenges would actually show us that there are lots of details which we are skipping through, and we are not going to be talking about them in the, from the pulpit here.
所以我们基本上是讲到何西亚，神叫他去爱这个女人，然后他要专心去爱她，好像神爱以色列人，虽然以色列人犯罪，神还是要爱他。
So God tells Hosea to go marry and love this woman, even though she committed sin later, he is still supposed to love her. And this parallels God's love for Israel. Even when Israel sinned against him, he still continues to love them.
我们跳到第三章。
We will skip over to chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
他说耶和华对我说, 你再去爱一个淫妇, 当然这个不是另外一个淫妇, 是就是同一个, 他说你再去爱一个淫妇, 就是他情人所爱的, 好像以色列人, 虽然偏向别神, 喜爱葡萄饼, 耶和华, 还是爱他们, 我便用银子 15舍勒个, 大麦一赫梅尔, 半, 买他来归我, 我对他说, 你, 我们就读到第二节。
Hosea 3:1, and the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress. This is not referring to another woman, but it is that same woman that he married at first, but yet turned to adultery. And even as the Lord loves the children of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love cakes of raisins, so I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a lekthak of barley.
所以这边解经又在出现问题，为什么他要去买他的 这个妻子，这个前妻回来。
And this is another interpretive challenge, because why does he need to purchase his ex-wife?
所以既可能是因为他的这个妻子呢, 以前是敬拜耶和华神, 后来呢, 却敬拜巴利, 所以这个要知道, 因为这里, 如果你再仔细看下去的时候, 耶和华责骂他们, 他去拜巴利, 那么拜巴利的其中一个方式呢, 就是把自己卖到那个庙祭里面, 成为一个, 卖到庙里面, 成为一个庙祭, 如果你要把这个, 这个庙祭带回来呢, 你要买它回来, 所以这边就出现, 神花了钱, 牺牲了, 要把它赎回来的意思。
And so what is happening here, the background is important. When this Gomer committed sin, what very likely would have happened is that she used to worship God, but later on she turned to worshiping the false god Baal, and she became a temple prostitute. And to become a temple prostitute, usually the woman will sell herself to the temple, and so becomes a temple prostitute in worship of the false god. That's why Hosea will need to redeem her with money. It is actually parallel to how God is making a sacrifice to redeem his people who are sinning against him.
所以当时候的这个巴利的庙呢, 你要敬拜巴利呢, 你就要跟这些庙祭发生关系, 这个叫做敬拜, 所以这个就败坏了所有的以色列人。
And in those days, the worship of the false god Baal would include sexual debauchery with the temple prostitutes, and that's their act of worship which corrupted the entire nation of Israel.
所以神非常不喜悦。
And God is extremely displeased.
这个何西亚爱他的妻子来形容神非常不喜悦以色列人去敬拜这个巴利, 犯这样不道德的事情。
And through God telling Hosea what to do with Gomer, he is showing Israel how much he detests what they are doing, the worship of the false gods.
所以神的爱是说我爱你要专一的爱你，你也必须要专一爱我， 就好像丈夫要专一爱他的太太， 太太也必须要专一， 不能够有第三者。
And so God wants to, God loves Israel alone, and he wants Israel to love him alone. And he is wanting Hosea and Gomer to show this. And the spouse love for what each other must be a devoted kind of love that cannot be a third party.
所以圣经里面，可是何西亚书给我们看到，神爱，虽然以色列人犯罪， 好像这个他的妻子成为这个淫妇之后，神还是爱他，把他赎回来，要使他干净，要使他圣洁，然后呢，再他重新带回来。所以这个就是表示到神的爱。
And so through the book of Hosea, God expresses his love for Israel, that even though Israel sinned against him, he is going to redeem them, like Hosea redeeming his wife and cleansing her and making her holy again.
但是那个要求是以色列人包括他的这个妻子呢，必须要专专专一的单单的爱耶和华神。
But the condition is that Israel, in this case represented by Gomer, needs to return and be devoted to loving God as their only God.
所以我们在这个教导呢，其实生命记就已经讲了，他说以色列人你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And we have already read this before. Israel has been taught long ago in Deuteronomy that the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
神对以色列的要求就是他单单的专一的爱耶和华神，不能够敬拜别的假神、别的偶像，任何一样都不可以，只要单单的爱他。
God's requirement of Israel is to love the Lord their God alone, and they are not supposed to have any other gods.
所以他说要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
到了新约的时候，主耶稣也是照样重复了这一句话，他说有人来问耶稣说诫命哪一条最大，耶稣说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
And in the New Testament Jesus repeated this teaching when somebody came and asked, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
所以爱神是最重要的，对于我们的这个信仰来说。
So loving God is the most important thing in our faith.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十六章二十二节说：“人若不爱主，这人可咒可诅。”
That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 16:22, "If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed."
所以在这边呢，你会发现，当他们不爱神的时候怎么办呢？所以神就要拯救他。
And so we realize over here what would happen if the people do not love God. That's why God needs to save them.
所以何西亚这个名字就是叫拯救的意思。
The name of Hosea actually means salvation.
其实何西亚跟约书亚、耶稣、主耶稣的耶稣这个字呢，其实是同一个意思。
It has the same meaning as the name Joshua, which is also the same as Jesus.
耶稣何西亚是指耶和华拯救的意思，何西亚没有耶和华这个字，只是拯救这个意思。
And Jesus, the name Jesus or Joshua actually means the Lord saves, but Hosea means salvation alone.
所以何西亚在跟这个北国的这些以色列，我们讲到以色列是跟犹大分别，北国跟南国的分别。北国呢，你在读何西亚书的时候，它有时候叫做北国，有时候叫以色列，有时候它叫撒玛利亚，有时候叫以法莲。其实他们都是讲同样讲同一件事情。
And we read about the northern kingdom over here. Sometimes the northern kingdom in the Old Testament is also referred to as Israel or as Samaria or as Ephraim. They are all referring to the northern kingdom.
所以以法莲就是他的大个支派，这个撒玛利亚是他的地方，那么以色列是他的这个讲到这个十二支派的其中一个。所以基本上他们是讲同一件事，就是讲北国的意思。
And Ephraim is one of the tribes. Samaria is actually the land, and basically Israel, Samaria, or Ephraim is talking about the same place.
所以当我们在讲到以色列这个先知书的时候，我跟大家讲过有三件事情你一定要注意。
We've talked about how you ought to approach the prophetic literature.
基本上他讲三件事情，何西亚书也讲三件事情。
And you must remember that there are three main characteristics in all the prophetic books as in Hosea as well.
他讲他们犯了罪必须要悔改。
Firstly, they have sinned and they must repent.
第二，如果他们不悔改就有审判，就是这个的审判必然来到。
Second, if they do not repent, then reproach or judgment will come.
第三呢，如果他们悔改呢，他们必然会归回，然后重新建造。
And thirdly, if they do repent, they will be restored and there will be a rebuilding of the relationship.
所以如果你注意看何西亚书呢，你会发现每一章都是前面讲他们犯了罪，后面他有这个重新建造这一回事情。
And if you look at Hosea carefully, you will always find that they have sinned and then there will be a restoration.
好像你看第一章第十节。
like chapter 1 verse 10.
他说前面他讲他犯的罪后面呢第十节说然而以色列的人数必如海沙不可量不可数从前他们在什么地方他们说你们不是我的子民将来必要在那个地方说你们是永生神的儿子犹大和以色列必从一同聚集为自己立一个首领从这地上去因为以色列的日子必然伟大。
Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, it shall be said to them, children of the living God. And the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and they shall appoint for themselves one head, and they shall go up from the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel.
其实这边在已经预言将来主耶稣要成为他们的领袖。
This is a prophecy of the Lord Jesus becoming their leader.
你继续看到每一章都是他讲了这个犯罪，他就讲他的给他们希望，所以这个不断的出现。
And you will find a repetition of this pattern they have seen over and over again, but there will be restoration and salvation.
所以整本以以何西亚书基本上讲到他们不顺服，他们破坏了神的约，然后讲了他们拜巴利这个拜偶像的事情，然后他们当中有许多的虚假的事情。
And the book of Hosea describes Israel's sin as disobedience to God's law and idolatry, and they worship the false god Baal, and they were doing lots of things that were unjust.
所以你会发现到现在为止我们还是在第一章第二章对吗？
And if you realize we are still in chapter 1 and 2,
你不用担心我要结束了。
But don't worry, I'll be ending soon.
因为第一章到第四章是讲到 这个何西亚跟这个妻子的关系，从四到十四章就是讲神跟以色列的关系，这两个是对比的，这个是parallel，是相平行的。Basically,
chapters 1 to 4 describes the faithful husband and the unfaithful wife, and chapters 5 all the way to 12 describes the faithful God and the unfaithful Israelites, and these are two sections that are parallel to each other.
所以我要告诉大家， 何西亚书讲的就是神的爱。
So I want to tell you that the book of Hosea is speaking about God's love.
他讲到何西亚如何的去爱他的妻子，神就是这样的去爱以色列人。
How Hosea loves his wife is how God loves his people.
当以色列人不断的犯罪，神还是没有放弃他，不断的追求他，不断的去想办法把他赢回来，用他的爱去把他赎回来。
Even though Israel continued in sin, but God is going to, by his love, redeem Israel.
所以这个我们作为在婚姻里面呢，作为丈夫、作为妻子，我们要用这样的爱来彰显神与人之间的爱。
And as husbands and wives, we want to manifest God's love for his people through our marital relationship or our marital love.
同时呢，我们又看到神的爱是何等的奇妙，他爱的能力超越了我们的罪，超越了我们很多的缺点，他却还是这样的去爱。请问我们怎么样回应？
At the same time, we are mindful that this shows us how wonderful and amazing God's love is. No matter how much we sin and we go against him, yet he pursues us and he wants to redeem us to him. And so how are we going to apply this?
所以这个就是我们讲到生活的应用的时候呢，如果你仔细看这本书的时候，我给你三点。
And so as we talk about how we apply this the knowledge to our lives, let me give you 3 points.
至少这三点呢，这个何西亚书有提到。第一呢，你要懂得认真的追求认识神。
And these 3 points are all mentioned in the book. Firstly, you want to pursue to know God.
你看第四章第一节。
Look at chapter 4 verse 1.
他说，以色列人啊，你们当听耶和华的话，耶和华与这民居民争辩。 因为这地上无诚实无良善无人认识神。
Hear the word of the Lord, O children of Israel. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no faithfulness or steadfast love and no knowledge of God in the land.
所以在这边他告诉我们什么呢？他要我们说，我们必须要认识神。我们跳到第六节，他说：“我的民因无知识而灭亡，你弃掉知识，我必弃掉你。”
And here, God is telling the people that he finds no knowledge of God in the land. We skip over to verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being a priest to me.
所以耶稣何西亚书告诉我们，你要真正的去认识耶和华你的神，知识非常重要。
So the book of Hosea tells us that you are to pursue the knowledge of God. Knowledge is important.
那么第二呢，他讲到你认敬拜神的时候，你必须要真心，不可以虚假。
Secondly, when you are worshiping God, it must be sincere and it cannot be hypocritical.
你看第六章第六节。
Look at chapter 6, verse 6.
他说，我喜爱良善，不喜爱祭事，喜爱认识神胜过燔祭。
Chapter 6, verse 6, For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings.
所以你不可以再虚假的，要真正的认识他，要用真心，不是用外表，不是用祭祀，不是用仪式，而是真心的去爱他。
So it is not by outward rituals which are hypocritical, it has to stem from the inner heart.
那么最后一个呢，这不但是要真心，而要真诚。一说这真挚，为什么呢？他如果你读下去，他会提到这个雅各的这个欺骗。
And not just being sincere, but it must also be out of honesty, be not deceitful, because later on he speaks about Jacob's deceit.
因为这本书里面充满了许多的这种虚假。
Because this book is full of descriptions of the hypocrisy.
但是他讲的是要真心。
So he wants them to be sincere.
要真诚地去敬拜神。
And worship God honestly and sincerely.
所以我们结束的时候，我要问大家，何西亚书是告诉我们神是何等的爱我们，爱到一个程度，他 overlook, 他超越我们的罪，超越我们的软弱，他用尽办法把我们挽回来之后呢，我们怎么来敬拜他呢？我们心中是不是还有另外一个偶像？到底这个偶像不一定是木头做的，它可以是金钱，它可以是地位，它可以是你心里所爱的任何一样东西来超代替神，有没有这样的现象呢？
And when we are discussing about how to apply this later, we want to learn firstly that this book speaks about how God is searching for us and trying to win us back andSo we want to think about whether we have idols in our life. It might not be a physical idol that is carved out of wood, but it could be money, it could be status, it could be your career, it could be anything that replaces God in your life. So what do you love? Do you love something more than God?
所以何西亚书给我们看到是神的爱情故事。
And so the book of Hosea shows us God's love story.
就是好像以何西亚如何去爱他的妻子，怎么样去把他挽回来，神也是照样去挽回所有的人，包括我们。
God redeems his people, including us, just like how Hosea redeems his wife.
我们应该怎么样回应呢？让我们大家好好在神面前审查自己。
How should we respond to this? Let us examine ourselves before God.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for your word. Indeed, Lord, we are sinful people, and while we were still enemies and sinful, sinning against you, you sent your son to die for us on the cross. You paid a price. You sacrificed for our benefit, and you have shown us what true love is. Help us, Lord, that we will understand this and that we will have a true knowledge of you and your love. And may we also respond by obeying you and to do the same. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.